Your heart. It's the only one you have. Fortunately, you also have a choice. Expert cardiologists, talented surgeons, highly skilled specialists, all of whom chose WakeMed. Why? The main reason is the same reason patients choose WakeMed. Everything you need for the best possible care is right here. Learn more at WakeMed.org. WakeMed Heart and Vascular Physicians. Your heart, your choice.
Joe Lunardi. I can legitimately say that Joe Lunardi is an old friend. It's been 30 years, more than 30 years, I believe, since we started chatting. ESPN, the man who was such a huge part of the Blue Ribbon College Basketball Yearbook back in the day when we became friends. He joins us on the Adam Gold Show. Mr. Joe, how are you?
Adam, you are on quite the rant here today.
Oh, it's what I do every day, Joe. I got 3 hours to do this.
Well, you know, rant is a four-letter word, and I'll leave it to you.
Oh, my gosh. Very nice. All right, let me... I am not here. First of all, I want to read this just because it made me laugh. I was reading your piece today, which is why...
Oh, I'm in trouble now.
No, you're not. This is not even about the ACC. All right? Well, sort of is, but it's not really. Because you have your thoughts going into the Sweet 16, and I'm reading this right from ESPN.com. Big East media shills have been even more obnoxious than their ACC counterparts, which is really saying something. I'm sorry, that made me laugh. Why do you think both the ACC and the Big East are really upset? Why do you think people who cover these two leagues are upset?
Part of it, I think, I hate to say it, is a sense of entitlement. You know, particularly in the case of ACC. And if I were sitting in those places, I'd probably feel the same way. We've always been great. We've always been the best conference. Therefore, we must still be, and that must be reflected in NCAA tournament appearances and participation. I've been trying to say nicely since the pandemic that the on-court basketball part of the ACC has declined. It doesn't mean it isn't the greatest conference in the history of the sport. Mm-hmm. It clearly is. It isn't right now.
Right.
And I think, you know, when you go from Zion Williamson as your player of the year to, who was it last year? Isaiah Wong.
Right.
And I don't have anything against Isaiah Wong at all. He went to high school 3 miles from where I'm sitting.
Right.
But I mean, that's a pretty big drop off. We're used to, like, the highest-end lottery picks coming from, you know, Duke and Carolina or Tim Duncan or whomever. And, you know, it's anything but bad. It is not bad. It's just not elite.
All right,
that doesn't have a lot of elite anymore.
Well, let me just jump in here about the... First of all, look, I'm not sure what the player of the year in the NBA draft has to do with anything, because Duke had two players taken in the top, 20 of the draft last year, and neither of them made first team all ACC. The draft is different from who the player of the year is. We just watched the...
That's what I argued. I argued the player of the year. I wasn't talking about this.
Right. I mean, the ACC's had tons of great players that go early in drafts that weren't player of the year. So, I'm not sure what one has to do with the other. Here's my read on why ACC, and I'm throwing the Big East in with it. By the way, you said they were more obnoxious than we in the ACC. Man, you must love going on radio shows in Milwaukee and in northern New Jersey.
Look, both leagues have what statisticians would call a specious
Adam Golden studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Financial advice industry can be overwhelming for a lot of people. Is there a way to be sure you're getting the best service when you don't know?
Yeah, Adam, it's not just if you gave the money to a planning team and they did good the first year. I mean, anyone could do good for 1 year, but it's a track record and it's a long-term accounts that are very important. We call that a financial fill-up strategy, Adam, and that gives you lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll put together for you, the listener, your very own total retirement plan if you call right now.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Argument.
All right, well, here's my argument, because it is not in favor of the Atlantic Coast Conference, because I try to be as honest as I can. The truth of the matter is that the ACC was a five-bid league. I believed that. I believed they were a five-bid league. Now, for a long time, it was going to be four, because I thought at the really throughout the beginning of the early part of the conference season that NC State was going to be as good as they are now. I'm not saying they would have been a Sweet 16 team, but that they would have been in the field had they played to their capability throughout the year, which they did not. So I'm not surprised that the Wolfpack are in the Sweet 16 at all, based on, I think, the way they can play. Pittsburgh would have been a much better choice than Virginia. I've watched both of those teams play too much. I don't for the life of me understand. I do. The resume, Pitt's resume, wasn't good enough. Virginia's resume, which was compiled entirely in November and December, was good enough, but they were trash by the end of the year. I am not surprised that they stunk. But here's my overall point. It's not that the ACC and the Big East weren't treated fairly. It's that other conferences were elevated when they really shouldn't have been. I've been on this big, at one point, the Big 12 was a nine-bid league. Nobody can show me a reason why TCU and Texas Tech should have been in this field. And Texas Tech was a six seed. What were their non-conference credentials that got them in the field over Pitt, who had no non-conference credentials, or Wake, who had no non-conference credentials? That was my argument all year long, is that we elevated teams that didn't need to be elevated. We made more of BYU than they ever should have been, and it made the Big 12 appear to be much better than it was.
I just find the whole topic to be kind of ironic. And I'll tell you why, Adam. If we had had this conversation 5 years ago or 10 years ago, and maybe we did, what the ACC people are arguing about with the Big 12, quote-unquote, gaming the system,
yeah,
and whether they did or they didn't is a matter of debate. I did a pretty exhaustive, day and a half math deep dive on the whole thing that was inconclusive at best. And certainly not enough of lever pulling to explain the difference between nine bids and four, or whatever we were arguing about at that right. point in time. But in the old days, the ACC invented gaming the RPI and was great at it. Great at it. So, what goes around comes around. Is all I'll say to that.
Yeah, but I'm not arguing for the ACC. I am not making a single argument. Matter of fact, the only argument I made is that Pitt was better than Virginia. I am not saying the ACC should have had six teams in the field. I'm saying that all year long, and the committee can say what they want, there's no chance on this earth that they watch enough basketball to really know the difference. So the metrics that they are used, we only have a couple of minutes left. Let me do it this way. Do conferences get bids, or do teams get bids?
Teams absolutely.
All right. My follow-up to that is how? Because again, TCU and Texas Tech had zero credentials to be on the out. I mean, they could have been in the at-large pool, but it would have been at the back end based on what they did in their non-conference. And they were just okay. Just okay teams, just like some of the other teams, just like a Providence, just like a Seton Hall, just like a St. John's. They didn't even try outside of their league. And so my point is that we can pretend that leagues don't get bids, but ultimately they're decided, their merits are decided by what they do in their league. And if everybody in the league is elevated, it makes it easier for them. So I think leagues do get bids.
All right. Well, since we're short on time, I'm going to make two very brief, very clear points.
Okay.
One is, essentially, we had a 63-team field this year because of all the upsets.
Yeah, we had a lot of states stole a bid. Yeah,
and we know that two ACC teams and three Big East teams were among the five or six to just miss.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, some of this, most of this, is just bad timing and bad luck. Period.
Right.
There was no room at the inn. So I'm encouraging people not to overreact to that. The average bid stealing number is one or two a year. We had five.
Yeah.
Is that going to keep happening? I don't know, but I've been doing this a long time, and it seems unlikely. The other point is this.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
There's a lot of smart people at the ACC,
mm-hmm.
Okay? But no league has had so many good teams left out on the bubble over the years because they scheduled poorly. Pitt, yeah. 340-something. Like, it doesn't matter how good they are, and it doesn't matter whether we think that that's right or wrong. The committee has done it that way for 3 decades.
Oh.
It's happened to Pitt. It's happened to NC State. It happened to Seth Greenberg at Virginia Tech more times than I can count. He still thinks it's my fault. Okay?
Hey, so Seth can be irrational. He's another friend of mine. Seth can be irrational.
What I'm saying is, if you know it's raining months in advance and you still don't take an umbrella, whose fault is that?
Right, I'm not defending that.
I'll add this. It's going to get worse because Stanford, Cal, and SMU aren't going to help. So they need to get their head out of their ass and look at what the committee is telling them. It's not an issue of arguing it because it doesn't matter what we think. I thought Pitt was really good.
Yeah.
It was also plain as day to me that they weren't going to make it.
I agree with you.
I know that. The people in the office should know that.
Yeah, no. See, you and I agree on that. I'm just saying Pitt was better than Virginia. If Virginia got left out of the tournament for St. John's, I wouldn't have cried about it because Virginia not only is painful to watch, but they really didn't deserve to get in. And I think we would have saved America. That part of America that watched that game, we would have saved them the pain and agony of watching Cavaliers basketball, which is just dreadful to watch, even on good days. So I'm not, you and I are more in agreement than we are not. Again, I'm not arguing that the ACC or the Big East should have gotten more teams. I'm arguing that the metrics that are used kind of tilt the scales to, hey, what were your metrics at the start of conference play? Whatever those were, they don't really move too much unless you lose a lot of games. Frankly, if you just stay about 500 in a league like the Big 12, you are going to get in. And pretty much they all did, even though, and you mentioned Pitt's non-conference strength of schedule.
Oh, the Big 12s were terrible.
So tell me again why they didn't game the system?
No, but they knew before the season that they were going to have more quad one opportunities in league play. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just giving you their rationale. And frankly, if you were BYU and you were 7-9 last year in the West Coast Conference and you were entering the Big 12, you would have scheduled like St. Bernadette CYO.
Right. So we agree that the Big 12, I'm glad we have to go, but I'm glad we agreed that the Big 12 did in fact game the system. Joe?
No, I think they understood it better.
I don't disagree with that at all. I appreciate you coming on, Joe.
You got it.
All right, man. I'll talk to you again. That's Joe Lunardi from ESPN. ESPN Lunardi on Twitter. He came ready.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got to.
I so appreciate that.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.